What's my pet peeve? Messy cat litter. Those furry little pads turn into cat litter super spreaders, leaving the already been used litter scattered across the floor for your bare feet to discover. The solution? World's Best Cat Litter's new load tracking and dust control. It's quick clumping, made from corn so it doesn't stick to paws like clay, and specially formulated to stay where it belongs, in the box. Switch to World's Best Cat Litter for a happier, less littered home.
Keep boredom at bay in any room with reliably fast Wi-Fi throughout your home. All from Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Stream rom-coms in the kitchen. Binge biopics in the basement. And take your online teammates where they've never gone before. The guest room. Say goodbye to searching for a signal. And hello to Cox Panoramic Wi-Fi. Click to learn more. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. In some cases, Panoramic Wi-Fi pods sold separately may be required for extended coverage. Restrictions apply.
Men, are you looking for a long-lasting, pain-free solution for erectile dysfunction, or ED? Peak Performance is that solution. Here's a list of our side effects. That's it. Peak Performance offers focused linear compression therapy, a revolutionary ED solution scientifically proven to increase blood flow, sensitivity, and sexual performance, all with no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. Call 1-800-210-8181 today for a free evaluation. That's 1-800-210-8181.
It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Basketball Association, the NBA. That's right, and the NBA playoffs are heating up right now as series are starting to take a little turn, starting to take a little tide in their series and the matchups that we have, and we're going to talk more about the current standings of the 2022 NBA playoffs on this week's show. Of course, we have the latest league leaders for you, and we have a special interview with Shanice Johnson. Shanice is a member of the ATL Dancers dance team for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. We discuss how she became a member of the ATL Dancers, what a typical day of practice is like, also what's the atmosphere like for an NBA game in Atlanta, and so much more. Shanice is coming up on this edition of the program. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off with the series between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors. I tell you what, only two games have been played in this series, and my goodness, this series has been nothing short of excitement. From the Draymond Green ejection in the first half of game one to Dylan Brooks with the, I won't call it heinous, but he sideswiped Gary Payton II, causing Gary to fracture his elbow. Gary will be out for a month. So Draymond gets ejected in the first half in game one of the series. And then on top of that, he was also fined $25,000 by the league for the obscene gesture that he had given to the fans in Memphis for game one, in game one of their series as he was ejected from the game. And as far as game two is concerned with the Dylan Brooks situation, let's just say with the act that he did to Gary Payton II, he gets ejected from the game and he's suspended for game three. But besides the Draymond and the Dylan situations, this series has been outstanding. We've seen Ja Morant, who was already a star, in my opinion, and he is being developed into a superstar in this series. Game one, he scored 34 points. Game two, he put up 47 points. When you look at Ja and his play, very athletic, almost like a daredevil type of player, kind of like a cross between an Allen Iverson and a Russell Westbrook. I mean, his his play is phenomenal. The only thing that I'm concerned about with Ja is just the injuries. Hopefully he can stay healthy and he can continue to play at a high level, which we're currently seeing. As for the Golden State Warriors, we're seeing Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole made big contributions in Game 1. Game 2, we saw some flashes of Steph Curry, but Steph didn't come through in the clutch in Game 2. Neither did his other Splash brother, Klay Thompson. They've got to clean that up. And the Splash brothers, they've got to handle their business going forward in this series. But, man, this series has been nothing short of excitement. Golden State in their prime, in the peak of their powers. Memphis is a team that's on the rise and just continuing to rise and just continuing to learn from their mistakes. And they've gotten better as a result of learning from their mistakes. Ja Morant becoming a superstar right in front of our eyes, and also the other supporting cast with the likes of Desmond Bane. And how about Brandon Clark? Brandon Clark has emerged as a playoff hero so far for the Memphis Grizzlies. His offensive rebounding was off the chain in the series against Minnesota, and so far he's paid off big dividends with his rebounding, second chance points, and solid shooting in this series. So, and of course, we can't forget about, you know, I mentioned earlier, Ja Morant, Desmond Bane with his three-point shooting. Brandon Clark has been great. Jaren Jackson Jr., what a great two-way player he is, not just with his shooting, not just with getting points in the paint, but also, more importantly, you have block shots. He led the league during the regular season in block shots. So you can, I mean, from start to finish, this team is really good. Also, Tyus Jones. Also, you've got De'Anthony Melton, who stepped up his game as well. So this is this Memphis team is on the rise, and this is a team that's going to be a force to be reckoned with for decades to come. Zaire Williams has played nice as well. But we can't forget about Golden State being in their prime as well. Of course, the Splash Brothers, Steph and Klay. But they got to turn up their game. They got to turn it up three notches, especially when it's crunch time, which is something they haven't done so far in this series. So, again, as this show is airing, the series is tied 1-1. The best is going to get better. It is going to get exciting, and it's going to get better. My next storyline is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. Man, before Game 3, Miami had a 2-0 lead. And you know Philadelphia is one of those rabid sports cities where fans will get on their fans will get on their players and on their teams real quickly if you're not showing up. And Sixers fans were starting to have it a little bit. You know, we know about the situation, Joel Embiid getting hurt in the first round series against Toronto. James Harden, next man up. Well, James was not next man up in the first two games in this series. Miami had their way in games one and games two. But in game three, James came alive. He showed some flashes and some remnants of the old James Harden, but also Joel Embiid coming back from the orbital bone fracture. He cleared concussion protocol, and that made a big difference because you got production from Embiid. Harden did his part. But what about Tyrese Maxey and Danny Green? They showed up and showed out. Yeah, we talk about Embiid and Harden, but Tyrese Maxey and Danny Green, they really came alive in Game 3 in this series. And I think this was the game that Philly needed to stay alive in this series. Yeah, Embiid coming back, that was a big motivation for them. That boosted their motivation to another level for the Sixers. And because, man, had Philadelphia went down 3-0, it would be a totally different story along South Street and Broad Street in Philadelphia. But, man, the Sixers, they needed this game. They needed to win Game 3, and they handled their business. James Harden, he stepped up his play a little bit, and, of course, with Joel Embiid doing what he could do. But Danny Green, and especially I mentioned about Ja Morant being a rising superstar. Tyrese Maxey is next as well. He's had a fantastic playoff series so far, especially first round against Toronto, and he's done pretty well against Miami, but he really stepped up along with Danny Green to help the Sixers stay alive in this series. My last storyline is going to be the Dallas Mavericks. Again, Dallas, similar situation to Philly. We're down 2-0 in their series, and they needed a shot in the arm, and they got it in this Game 3 win with Dallas beating Phoenix. Jalen Brunson. I mean, we know about Luka Doncic. We know Luka is going to get his, but the supporting cast was really good. Jalen Brunson really stepped up. I like this 1-2 punch with Jalen and Luka being together. You know, Dallas really needed this game because Phoenix is in their prime right now. Phoenix is clicking on all cylinders right now. Chris Paul did not have a great game three, but the series is far from over. We know that he's going to come back stronger than ever. Devin Booker had a decent game three. We know he's going to come back strong. So if CP3 and Devin, when they get theirs, everybody's going to get theirs. But this is really about the Dallas Mavericks right now. This was a game that they needed because if Phoenix had won game three and they had taken a 3-0 series lead, it would have been big trouble in Big D. And then the questions would have been like, okay, what's wrong with Luka? I know his conditioning's not the best right now, but you got to give him weapons. You got to give him some help. And just like at the end of when Dallas lost game two, head coach Jason Kidd, you know, Jason is up front. He's straightforward, no nonsense. He said, we got to get Luka some help. Luka can't do it all by himself. Well, Luka didn't do it all by himself in game three because this was similar to Philly. They needed that game three and Dallas. They needed this game three, and they got it beating Phoenix. So, yeah, Luka Doncic, he did his part, some amazing moves, but also Jaylen Brown stepped in when it was necessary. And, again, they stopped Chris Paul. Chris Paul struggling on his birthday and had him committing a lot of turnovers in this game. And Dallas really tightened up their defense, which is something that they did not do in these first two games in the series. All right, when we come back from the break, I'll give you the current league leaders in the 2022 NBA playoffs, as well as we'll give you the scores and give you the statistics from last night's game threes between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers and the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks, as well as the current where the teams currently lead in their respective playoff matchups. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day Sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
It's the JCPenney Mother's Day Sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day Sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day Sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day Sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day Sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for the current league leaders in the 2022 NBA playoffs. Let's start off with the first category, which is points per game. The current leading scorer in these 2022 NBA playoffs is Luka Doncic from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 32 points per game. Coming in at number two is Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. He averaged 31 points per game. Coming in at number three is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. He's averaging 28 points per game. Coming in fourth is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. And in number five is Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. Next category that we have is rebounds per game. At number one, Jonas Valanciunas from the New Orleans Pelicans. He averaged 14 rebounds per game. Tied for second was Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. In fourth is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks. And in fifth is Nikola Vucevic representing the Chicago Bulls. Next category is field goal percentage. Again, it's a tie for first place, a five-way tie for first place. Nikhil Alexander-Walker from the Utah Jazz, Delano Banton from the Toronto Raptors, DeAndre Jordan from the Philadelphia 76ers, Skylar Mays from the Atlanta Hawks, and Frank Ntilikina from the Dallas Mavericks. They've all shot 100% from the field in the playoffs. Next category is assists per game. Coming in at number one, Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. He's averaging 10 assists per game. Coming in at number two, Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. Coming in at number three, James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. Coming in fourth is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And in number five is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one, Jimmy Butler from the Miami Heat. Coming in at number two is Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics. Tied for third, we have Jared Culver from the Memphis Grizzlies. And then also we have Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And then coming in fifth place is Ja Morant. Coming in at number one, well, actually coming in at number one in our next category, which is blocks per game. I mentioned his name earlier. He's been outstanding during the playoffs so far. At number one is Jaren Jackson Jr. Coming in at number two is Nick Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. Tied for third in blocks per game, Brooke Lopez from the Milwaukee Bucks and Karl-Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in fifth, representing the Minnesota Timberwolves, Jaden McDaniels. Next category that we have is three-point field goals made. Coming in at number one is Desmond Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. Tied for second, we have Reggie Bullock from the Dallas Mavericks, Steph Curry from the Golden State Warriors, and also fellow Splash brother Klay Thompson. And then coming in fifth, we have Danny Green from the Philadelphia 76ers. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one, Gary Payton II from the Golden State Warriors. At number two, Jordan McLaughlin from the Minnesota Timberwolves. So far, Payton has shot 75% from three-point range, while McLaughlin finished his postseason shooting 57% from three-point range. Coming in third is Grant Williams from the Boston Celtics. He's currently shooting 55% from three-point range. Coming in at number four, Grayson Allen from the Milwaukee Bucks. He's currently shooting 54% from three-point range. And in fifth is Patty Mills from the Brooklyn Nets. He shot 53% from three-point range. Next category that we have is coming up in just one moment. I got to tell you, man, looking at these three-point percentages right now, Grayson Allen and Grant Williams have had great series so far this year. And so far in these playoffs, Grayson's really lit it up, and he's really shot a lot, and so has Grant Williams as well. They're not slouches by any means of the imagination when it comes to long-distance shooting. All right, let's move along now to free throw percentage, and currently a tie for first place. Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets, Danilo Gallinari from the Atlanta Hawks, and Jamichael Green from the Denver Nuggets. They all have shot 100% from the free throw line during the playoffs. Next up in fourth, we have Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. So far during the playoffs, he has shot 97% from the free throw line. And in fifth, Zach LaVine from the Chicago Bulls. He shot 93% from the free throw line during the playoffs. Last category that we have is minutes per game. At number one was Kevin Durant from the Brooklyn Nets. He averaged 44 minutes a game during the playoffs. Coming in at number two, Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors. He averaged 43 minutes per game. And coming in at number three is Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets. He averaged 42.5 minutes per game. Coming in fourth is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. He's currently averaging 41.5 minutes per game. And in fifth is Tyrese Maxey from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's currently averaging 41 minutes a game. All right, and that's the current league leaders in the 2022 NBA playoffs. Currently, here's where we stand right now in the playoff series. So the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, The series is currently tied at one game apiece. Again, the series between the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks is currently tied at one game apiece. The Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors, their series is currently tied at one game apiece. Phoenix currently leads their series 2-1 over the Dallas Mavericks. And the Miami Heat currently lead their series 2-1 over the Philadelphia 76ers. So again, in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks, their series is currently tied at one game apiece. And the series between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers, Miami leads the series 2-1. Over on the Western Conference, the Memphis Grizzlies and the Golden State Warriors, their series is currently tied at one game apiece. And the Phoenix Suns currently lead their series 2-1 over the Dallas Mavericks. All right, let's give you the scores, or give you the stats from Game 3 from last night. So in the 2022 second round of the NBA playoffs, in the conference semifinals, it was Game 3 between the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. Philly would win 99-79. For the Sixers, Joel Embiid had a double-double in his return. He had 18 points and 11 rebounds. Danny Green and Tyrese Maxey both finished with 21 points, and James Harden finished with 17 points. Miami now leads the series 2-1. Again, the final score, Philly 99, Miami 79. So again, Miami leads the series 2-1. And in Game 3 of the series between the Phoenix Suns and the Dallas Mavericks, Dallas would go on and win 103-94. For the Mavericks, Luka Doncic had a double-double with 26 points and 13 rebounds, and Jalen Brunson finished with 28 points. On the losing side for Phoenix, Jay Crowder finished with 19 points. Devin Booker finished with 18 points. DeAndre Ayton had a double-double with 16 points and 11 rebounds. And on his birthday, and he struggled, Chris Paul, finishing with only 12 points. So Phoenix now leads the series 2-1. So that takes care of your current league leaders, the playoff matchups, and of course, the stats and the scores from last night's Game 3. All right, while we're in the thick of things of the NBA playoffs, you know, one of the cool things about the NBA experience is dancing and dance teams. And when we come back from the break, I have Shanice Johnson. Shanice is a member of the ATL Dancers dance team for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. In this interview, we discuss how she became a member of the ATL Dancers, what a typical day of practice is like, also what is the atmosphere like for an NBA game in Atlanta, and so much more. Shanice is coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. It's the JCPenney Mother's Day sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly monumental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. Liz event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
When visitors come to spend their money in our city, it gives us the means to make Baton Rouge even better for us locals. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. Learn more at visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. When visitors come to spend their money in our city, it gives us the means to make Baton Rouge even better for us locals. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. Learn more at visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. Tourism brings a lot of visitors to our city. We're talking millions every year. Every single one is an opportunity to show just how special our city is. Not only that, but visitors who spend time and money in the Red Stick also give us the resources to make Baton Rouge even better. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. To learn more about how tourism helps our city, go to visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. Tourism brings a lot of visitors to our city. We're talking millions every year. Every single one is an opportunity to show just how special our city is. Not only that, but visitors who spend time and money in the Red Stick also give us the resources to make Baton Rouge even better. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. To learn more about how tourism helps our city, go to visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. When visitors come to spend their money in our city, it gives us the means to make Baton Rouge even better for us locals. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. Learn more at visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. When visitors come to spend their money in our city, it gives us the means to make Baton Rouge even better for us locals. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. Learn more at visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. When visitors come to spend their money in our city, it gives us the means to make Baton Rouge even better for us locals. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. Learn more at visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. Tourism brings a lot of visitors to our city. We're talking millions every year. Every single one is an opportunity to show just how special our city is. Not only that, but visitors who spend time and money in the Red Stick also give us the resources to make Baton Rouge even better. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. To learn more about how tourism helps our city, go to visitbatonrouge.com/tourism. Tourism brings a lot of visitors to our city. We're talking millions every year. Every single one is an opportunity to show just how special our city is. Not only that, but visitors who spend time and money in the Red Stick also give us the resources to make Baton Rouge even better. From infrastructure and jobs to the food and festivals we're known for, it's all made better thanks in part to visitors. To learn more about how tourism helps our city, go to visitbatonrouge.com/tourism.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The NBA is filled with a lot of great dance teams. We have a lady who is a member of the ATL Hawks Dancers, which are the official dance team for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. We want to welcome her to the program, Shanice Johnson. Shanice, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having me.
All is well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. How did you become a member of the ATL Dancers?
Yeah. Everyone's journey on the team is a little different with how they got into dancing initially. I myself got into dancing because my mother wanted me to break out of my shell and dance is something she did. Initially, I grew really fond of it. And so after college, I started dancing professionally with different theme parks and movies. And a couple of years ago, I moved out to Atlanta. I already knew a couple of girls that were dancing on the team, and it seemed like they were having the time of their lives. So I auditioned during quite a strange year. It was peak COVID, so generally everything was virtual and had to film ourselves, submit it on time. So that's how I got involved and why I wanted to be on the team.
Awesome. What an interesting journey it is. And you mentioned about the professional experience that you had that led up to you auditioning for being a member of the ATL Hawks Dancers in such a difficult time. in our society, still kind of maneuvering our way around this difficult period that we're in right now. I want to ask you, what styles of dance are you trained in?
I am trained in everything, ballet, jazz technique, lyrical, musical theater. I can read music, can play it a little bit, hip-hop, tap, just everything. Very, very creative.
I want to ask you, what's the most difficult type of dance you've practiced so far?
I can honestly say the most difficult type of dance I've practiced has been point. And for listeners, that's when you see the beautiful tall ballerinas that seem to go on their toes. So that's what that is. That's point. And you really have to have extremely strong ankles, body composition. You have to know how to support yourself because it's a box in between those shoes, but your foot is almost literally up and like you are going on your toes. And so it's very uncomfortable. Even when you get used to it, it's still uncomfortable. So I would say that's the hardest dance style for myself.
Wow, very interesting. Thank you for explaining that to me and to the listeners out there. And again, you talked about the different forms of dance that you've practiced. And of course, that's helped you to become a member of the ATL Hawks Dancers. So we know that the grit and grind of an NBA team is very rigorous just with the day's worth of practice. But can you explain to the listeners out there, can you describe a typical day of practice for the ATL Hawks Dancers?
Yeah, a typical day at practice is running through previously learned and cleaned routines, getting those court ready. Then from that, if there's any notes that we need to add, any changes that we need to make, we do that. And then, you know, we'll get into learning a new routine because regular season, you have your schedule out. Playoff season, you know, things can change and you have to be very flexible. So, you know, there's times where, you know, maybe this is an elimination game, but you still have to have a couple of routines ready in your back pocket just in case, you know, the team moves forward.
Wow, very interesting. I know you were very busy during the playoff run that the Hawks had, of course, cheering on the likes of Trae Young and John Collins. Game days can be very intense and also very amped up for any sporting league, and the NBA is no exception to the rule. So can you describe what a game day is like?
Yes, game days are my favorite days. They are extremely fun. You know, some people may get in from their full-time job, and, you know, you got to switch gears and be ready for your dancing job. You know, we have court rehearsal. Then from that, we also rehearse any kind of hot timeouts or any other events that we're doing throughout the game. Then we'll eat, go upstairs and eat dinner. And then, you know, a lot of us are either halfway ready or continuing to get ready. And we go upstairs and start greeting our fans, taking pictures, doing any kind of fan appreciation. And by that time, it's basically tip off. So, you know, we're back on the court for the national anthem and player intros, and we're ready to start the game. And we perform once a game, and that can be generally it's in the first half, sometimes it's in the second half.
All right, good deal. And we know that Atlanta has such a rich history when it comes to music, not just with hip-hop, but just with R&B and just various forms of music. So I got to ask you, what's your favorite music and artist you enjoy listening to?
Atlanta artist, I will say I really like Lil Baby as far as hip-hop. As far as R&B, Atlanta artists, I like Summer Walker. But I'm also a little old school in a sense of I really like early 2000s, 90s. I hate to call that old school, but 90s, 2000s R&B and hip-hop. And of course, I love Beyonce. And with Atlanta being so rich in Southern hip-hop, hip-hop in general, music, you know, we've had so many artists come and perform with us or just perform by themselves. Most recently, the celebrity that I was honestly gasped at, like just shocked that they were there and everybody else was Jay-Z. So it was crazy to see Jay-Z sitting courtside, coming through the tunnel, all of that.
Awesome, man. I mean, I know it's got a great experience just seeing Jay-Z. I mean, definitely somebody respected, not just in the hip-hop community or just the music community, but just his entrepreneurship and what he's done over the decades and still continuing to make strides. Now, we talked about Atlanta music and artists you enjoy listening to, but what's your favorite music and artists you enjoy listening to outside of Atlanta?
Outside of Atlanta, I really love Rihanna. And I also like listening to Kanye West.
I want to ask you about the atmosphere for an NBA game in Atlanta. We know about the atmosphere in L.A. and New York, Miami, also Chicago, and you can say with San Francisco with the Golden State Warriors. But I want to, and also you could put Philadelphia with the 76ers as well. But can you describe to the listeners what the atmosphere is like for an NBA game in Atlanta?
Yes, it's honestly, you know, just as much fun, just as loud. The fans are decked out in their best Hawks gear, Hawks colors, all of that. You know, I know a couple of fans by name who are just members, so members meaning, you know, they have their season tickets and they're always there. They're in their seats and they know me by name. They know the other dancers by name. And it's such a fun atmosphere. And, you know, yeah, we do. We think of the L.A., the Miami, the Philadelphias, the Golden State, but Atlanta is just up there as far as fans just being involved and yelling and just, like, rocking the place out.
What celebrities have you met since you've been a member of the ATL Dancers?
I wouldn't say met, but I've seen quite a few. Chris Tucker comes to games quite often, and, you know, he's a pleasure to be around and just we call Quavo the honorary Hawks member because he's always at the big games and he's always supporting the team. So overall, it's just fun to just see the celebrities mix and mingle with everyone and enjoy sports themselves because, you know, they're normal people just like us.
Absolutely. People forget about that sometimes, but as you said, they are normal. You know, we talk about, again, about NBA fans are very unique in different cities. You have Lakers fans, Celtics fans, Warriors fans. You've got the Knicks fans as well as the 76ers fans. You could put Bulls fans in the mix as well. But I want to ask you, what makes Hawks fans different from other fans in the NBA?
I'd say what makes Hawks fans different is just appreciation for basketball and, like, the culture in itself. You know, for instance, Dominique Wilkins is such a legend to the Atlanta Hawks. And every time he's announced or is speaking or anything like that, everybody is just cheering him on, clapping him. So the Hawks fans just really appreciate the players, the organization as a whole. I know I've been in some arenas where maybe the team is playing a little poorly and the home base, they'll, you know, they will start booing their team, and I've never seen that with the Hawks fans.
Trae Young. I mean, Trae Young has only been in the league for a few years, and he's really put the Hawks franchise back on the map. Just give me your thoughts on how the crowd responds to Trae. I should say, how has the crowd responded to Trae in his short amount of time being in the league and what he's meant to the city of Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in this short amount of time, they love him. They are in love with Trae Young, and, you know, who wouldn't be? Like, he does so much stuff outside of the basketball court in the community, and he's an amazing player and very electrifying, very charismatic on court. So, you know, it's hard not to love him as a Hawks fan, and I'd say it's easy to not like him if you're not a Hawks fan because he's playing against your team. So our Hawks fans, you know, we really appreciate what he's done so far for the city and for the team.
All right, awesome. And we mentioned about the city of Atlanta having just a rich history in terms of music and culture, but also Atlanta has such a rich history in terms of the civil rights movement and just how businesses ran in that city. And I know that Atlanta has been a big market in the NBA for a long time. I want to ask you, in your opinion, Shanice, what are the advantages of Atlanta being a big market in the NBA?
I think one of the advantages would be that, you know, it is rich in Black culture. Atlanta, you know, for quite some time has been like the staple for a lot of civil rights movement, a lot of political movements coming in and out of Atlanta. And so I think people do recognize that and they see our demographics And so it's almost like if you do want to make a statement, if you want to accomplish something, you got to do it down here in Atlanta.
All right, fair enough. And I want to stage this with the Hawks again for a moment. We know the Atlanta sports scene is rocking right now. Of course, the Braves, and you also have Atlanta United, which is the MLS team. And, of course, the Atlanta Falcons have had a presence in the city for quite some time. I want to ask you, in your opinion, where do the Hawks rank in terms of popularity in the Atlanta sports scene?
Yeah. You know, obviously I can say our playoff run of 2021 catapulted us up there in the rankings. You know, a lot of people were not expecting us to perform that well, and, you know, we exceeded expectations. And even with what we were dealt with this season, I think we did very well as well. So I would say we're just up there, you know, next to all the other Atlanta sports teams. But in general, you know, the Braves players will come to our games, Falcons players will come to our games, and vice versa. So it's all essentially a real big family in the community.
Awesome. And again, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program, Shanice. So again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media. And if you have any websites, let them know that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. On social media, I am Shanice J. That's C-H-E-N-I-S-E-J. If you want to see Hawks Dancers in motion, you can follow us also on Instagram, APL Hawks Dancers. And my website is ShaniceJ.com. But thank you again so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And again, you heard it from her, Shanice Johnson. She's a member of the ATL Hawks Dancers, official dance team for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. Shanice, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Absolutely. And bye, everyone.
You too. Thanks again. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Never forget that the best way to relax in the middle of rush hour traffic is to have your Mickey D's breakfast sandwich riding shotgun. So just pull over and enjoy the sweet reminder that there is no better passenger for this ride.
Now enjoy a sausage biscuit, sausage McGriddles, hot and spicy McChicken biscuit, or hot and spicy chicken McGriddles with hash browns for just $2.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Price and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with homeowners or renters coverage. Plus, add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Being a baseball fanatic like me can be stressful. It's not all sports points and touchdowns. So Progressive is going to help you take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how they missed that goal point score, think about the Name Your Price tool from Progressive letting you choose coverage options based on your budget. Unlike your team that missed the end zone net area. Well, anyway, hope this distraction about Progressive's Name Your Price tool was helpful. It sure kept me from thinking about all those penalty balls. Yay, sports!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Progressive presents Forest Metaphors about bundling your home and auto.
In sports, three goals is a hat trick. And when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, you get a hat trick of great savings and round-the-clock protection. So you might be thinking, wait, that's two things. A hat trick is three. But in this metaphor, great savings counts as two goals, and so does round-the-clock protection. So it's like four goals, and that's more than three. It's basic math.
Forest Metaphors, presented by Progressive.
Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
It's the JCPenney Mother's Day Sale. Shop now and save on gifts mom will love. Brighten her day with jewelry up to 70% off with coupons. Find something special at our store-wide Liz event with savings up to 40% off. Plus, extended store hours Friday and Saturday. This Mother's Day, make her day truly mom-umental. Shopping is back. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 5/8. List event offer good through 5/16. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Everybody, that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Once again, a big special thank you to Shanice Johnson, a member of the ATL Dancers dance team for the NBA's Atlanta Hawks. Great insight and great convo with her about what her journey was like to becoming a member of the ATL Dancers, also describing what the atmosphere is like for an NBA game in Atlanta and so much more. Again, a big special thank you to Shanice. And until next week, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson. And you've been listening to At the Rim. So long, everyone.